good evening, everyone. Welcome to Pershing Auditorium here in Lincoln for our continuing coverage of the 2010 Nebraska State Boys Basketball Tournament. And we have the C2 semifinals coming your way tonight on The Breeze, brought to you by Kerr's Chevrolet. Axtell getting ready to take on Archbishop Bergen out of Fremont, and that'll be followed by Ravenna taking on Johnson County out of Tecumseh. Doug Duda with you here tonight as we get ready to wrap up this semifinal Friday. Let's take a look at what's happened so far here today. In Class B, it was South Sioux City knocking off Ralston 65-55, and Omaha Scutt rallied to beat Beatrice 46-43. In C1, Shadron rallied to beat Minden 55-47, and Hastings St. Cecilia held off a furious comeback from Norfolk Catholic to win 55-52. In D1, it was Freeman over Emerson Hubbard 54-43, and Overton downed Humphrey St. Francis 54-46. In D2, it was Ewing over Hay Springs, 61-48. And in overtime, Hampton came from behind to beat Hay Center, 74-66. Hampton was down 50-40 at the start of the fourth quarter, but was able to get the lead and go on and win the basketball game in overtime. In Class A at the Sports Center, Norfolk is taking on Omaha Creighton Prep, followed by Omaha Central taking on Lincoln Southeast. And here at Pershing, as we said, Axtell and Archbishop Bergen getting ready to battle, followed by Ravenna and Johnson County. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame in a minute.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile, 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month, 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night. Just two more days of high school basketball here in this winter sports season. We're glad you're along with us. Well, today hasn't just been about high school. It's been about college as well. And one of the big shockers, the Hastings College women losing today to Grandview of Iowa in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament, 69-61. So now it's up to the Hastings men, and they will be playing tonight when they take on the defending national champions from Oklahoma Wesleyan, scheduled for a 9:15 start time, and that game can be heard on our sister station, 12:30 a.m. KHAS. The Nebraska women pull away for a big win today over Kansas State to improve to 30-0 on the year. They will take on Texas A&M in a conference semifinals tomorrow, and you'll hear it right here on The Breeze, 94.5. Don't forget that all six championship games tomorrow will be heard on our sister stations, ESPN 1460 and 1550, starting with the D1 final at 9:30, Freeman and Overton. Then the C1 final, a rematch of last year as Shadron battles Hastings St. Cecilia. At 1:30, South Sioux City will take on Omaha Scutt. And at 5 o'clock, Ewing will take on Hampton. The Class A championship will be at 7, and the Class C2 will start sometime around 9 o'clock. So that's what's going on here at the state tournament and all around the country. There's also plenty of college basketball going on tonight with men's tournament action. And in the first half, Texas A&M leads Kansas 38-33 in Big 12 action. Later on tonight, it'll be Baylor and Kansas State in the second Big 12 men's semifinal. This matchup between Axtell and Archbishop Bergen is a rematch of last year's consolation game. Bergen was beaten by Freeman. Axtell was beaten by Ravenna in the semifinals. And Axtell, if they win here, could get another shot at Ravenna, who plays Johnson County in our second semifinal. So Archbishop Bergen won a very close consolation game last year for third place over the Axtell Wildcats, and they meet here again in the 2010 state tournament. You're listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show here on KLIQ and KLIQFM.com. We'll be back and take a look at the starting lineups right after this timeout on The Breeze.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats!
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we are back here at Pershing Auditorium, ready to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed. And tonight we will take a look at the starting lineup for the Archbishop Bergen Knights first. Starting with number 3, a 5'8" junior guard, Josh Boggs. He averages 4 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. Number 13 is a 5'11" senior, Patrick Rasmussen. Averaged 7 points, 1.5 boards a game. Number 25 is a 6'3" junior guard, John Spellerberg. He averages 7 points and 3 rebounds. Number 34 is Nick Jensen, a 6'1" senior. He averages 12.5 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. And number 45 is a 6'5" senior, Derek White. He averages 12 points and 6 rebounds per basketball game. The head coach of the Archbishop Bergen Knights is Chris Paulson, assisted by Chris Rainforth, Matt Slicer, and Tyler Swanson. Archbishop is 21-3 on the season, ranked third in the state of Nebraska in Class C2. They defeated UTAN and Omaha Brown L. Talbot in the sub-districts and downed Winnebago in the district final. Yesterday here, they won a tight 62-59 game over Hardington Cedar Catholic. Of course, they were the state champions in 2008, finished third in 2009, and make their 11th trip to the state tournament. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup for the Wildcats of Axtell. Number 14 is a 6-foot senior, Blake Farrenbrook. He averages 7.5 points, 2 rebounds. Number 20 is a 6-foot senior, Spencer Feck, averaging 11.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. Number 22 is a 6-foot-1-inch senior, Trevor Feck. He averages 9 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Number 32, 6-foot-1-inch senior, is James Clark. He averages 6 points and 4 rebounds. And number 50, 6-foot-4-inch senior, Nick Robinson. He averages 12 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. The head coach of the Axtell Wildcats is Brent Heinrichs, assisted by Scott Wells and Andy Kleffer. Axtell is 23-1 on the season. That lone loss coming to Minden in the holiday tournament, who made it to the Class C1 semifinals. To make it to state, Axtell took care of Elm Creek and Alma in the sub-districts and knocked out then number 1 Ravenna in the district final 67-60. Yesterday, Axtell had no problem with Dundee County Stratton 73-45. Axtell is the number 1 team in Class C2. That's the starting lineups brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll be back with more on the Kerr Chevrolet pregame in a minute.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Treat your soybeans to a strong start with the Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment, now available through your Pioneer sales professional. Roger Overlease with Cornhusker Agronomics of Axtell. Protect your soybeans from early season disease and insects with the added flexibility in customizing the best treatment for your acres. Go Wildcats!
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You've been listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame show here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, KLIQ FM, Hastings, Kearney, and Axtell. And we are about ready to go. You have been listening to the Kerr Chevrolet pregame. Axtell will be the home team in their white jerseys and purple trim, and the traveling green and yellow trim for the Archbishop Bergen Knights. It will be Axtell moving from left to right. Bergen will be moving from right to left as we get everything underway here at the State Boys Basketball Tournament semifinal time. So glad you're along with us. We'll also keep you up to date on the Class A game, which is going on between Norfolk and Creighton Prep. Doug Duda with you on this Friday night. The ball is in the air, and Archbishop Bergen will win the opening tip. As we said, they've got a little bit of height, 6'3", 6'5". Robinson's in there at 6'4", but they'll start with a 19-footer on the outside. The jumper no good, and the rebound brought down by James Clark. Quick outlet pass to Spencer Feck. Trevor to Spencer. Back out top to Farrenbrook. Transition running, but they did not take the shot. They'll kick it out and set up the offense. Yesterday, Spencer Feck and Bryce Runge each had 20 points in the ball game. Runge coming off the bench. Here it's on the low post to Feck. Back out top, Farrenbrook on the right side of the key. Just underway in our C2 semifinal. On the low block, James Clark drives the baseline, leaves it off on the other side of the paint for Trevor Feck. Kicks it out to Clark, to Spencer, fakes the three. Great bounce pass underneath. Farrenbrook's open, but the shot got blocked. Loose ball underneath, and it's blocked again. Twice in there by Derek White. And here comes Fremont Bergen with the basketball. They want to run into the front court. They'll find Spellerberg. Spellerberg finds the trailer White. White dropped it. He's on the ground, and he'll pick it up and save the ball into the hands of point guard Josh Boggs. And he says, let's just settle it down. Settle it down. Settle it down. Here's the lob inside, and a foul, I think, on Nick Robinson. They try to lob it into Derek White. Robinson was in front of White, and they're going to call Nick for the foul. That's our first foul of the basketball game. So the lob in off the inbounds pass comes up to Derek White. He'll give it off there to Jensen. Jensen drives right side, goes to his left hand with the shot, and it's up and in. Nick Jensen will score the first points here this evening, and it's 2-0 Archbishop Bergen. Wildcats bring the ball into the front court. Looks like they're going to face a 1-3-1 zone. And Spencer Feck will throw it over to the left side to Farrenbrook. Just playing catch as they get closer to the hoop. Now Spencer will drive in, put it up, score, and draw the foul. Spencer Feck a chance at a three-point play. And it looks like the foul is going to be on the big man, Derek White. First foul of the game on Archbishop Bergen. Another good crowd on hand here tonight. Well represented for Axtell. And at the line to try and complete the three-point play, Spencer Feck up and in. And Axtell has the lead at 3-2. 6:20 to go here in the first quarter of our semifinal game. Up the floor with it, Bergen trying to win the race. Jensen kicks it out of the wing for three, which is up and in by John Spellerberg. Spellerberg shoots the first three of the game, and he'll knock it down. 5-2, 5-3, Bergen. Axtell being very patient against this 1-3-1 zone, even bringing the ball up the floor. Usually they just put it down and go. Clark has it in the corner. They'll quickly reverse it to the weak side to Farrenbrook. Spencer Feck at the top of the circle, forcing the Wildcats to maybe make some outside shots. They shot it well from the outside yesterday, but it was a pretty easy game. Now Feck for three, off the iron, then it goes off the shot clock up top and out of bounds. So Axtell will miss the first three that they've taken to the ball game tonight. Yesterday, they were 6 of 10 in the first half, ended up 6 of 12 in the basketball game. Bergen trying to break the man-to-man pressure here, and quickly up the floor, Josh Boggs on Spencer Feck, comes to the baseline, bounce pass into the corner, three-pointer is on the way, it is no good that time from Patrick Rasmussen, and Nick Robinson gets the rebound and then is fouled. Reaching in to commit the foul is Josh Boggs, the little guard trying to sneak in there and punch that ball out. Be the second foul on Archbishop Bergen, first on Boggs, and Axtell has the basketball. Into the front court, they'll give it to James Clark. Clark over to Fecht on the high post. Robinson spins, nothing there. Tries to get it over to Fecht. The ball is tapped away. Axtell with their first turnover. Two on two. Boggs goes coast to coast. Little contact. Shot no good. Rebound brought down by Robinson. Up to Spencer Fecht. He loses it off his foot. Now we fight for the loose ball. Trevor Fecht thought he had the ball. He actually had Josh Boggs' head. Looked like he was bringing down a calf. Little rodeo action out there, and the Wildcats are going to have the basketball. Down the low block, Clark spins into the double team, and a jump ball going to be called on the block shot of Derek White. White reached in and tied him up. The arrow does point the way of the home team today, and that's Axtell. And the Wildcats will take it out underneath their own hoop. Spencer Fecht will take the inbounds pass and give it right back to Trevor. And they're playing catch on the right wing. Now into the paint, Clark elevates and puts up the seven-footer. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Going to be picked up by Blake Fahrenbrook. Fahrenbrook in the left-hand corner. Will wait for everybody to get set again. Back up to Clark. Reverse it right side to Robinson. Then dishes it underneath. Short jumper is up. No good by Spencer Trevor Fecht. And the rebound brought down by Josh Boggs. So a couple of good looks underneath there, but could not finish for Axtell. Still 5-3 as we're almost midway through the first quarter. Bergen patient out around the arc. Get it up top there to Nick Jensen. Nansen's going to take one dribble and put up the 17-footer. No good. Rebound brought down by Spencer Fecht. Bergen got out to a very quick start yesterday in their game against Hardington Cedar Catholic. Not the case here today. And part of that is because their 1-3-1 has slowed down the Axtell offense. They are not getting quick shots. They're being patient as Robinson takes a 10-footer. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Fecht. Fecht goes up and has it knocked away. Coming out of there with the basketball will be Rasmussen. So a lot of grabbing and defense going on in the paint as we go to the other end. And another wild shot is put up that time by Jensen. No good. Clark rebound. Long outlet pass. And it's going to be swatted out of bounds by Stellerberg. We'll see our first substitutions of the ball game. Here comes Weston Gustafson and Bryce Runge for Axtell. And in for Archbishop Bergen, Tanner Worth. And also Evan Stober, a 6'7 junior. So still plenty of height on the bench. They've got a 6'6 and a 6'5 kid still on the bench. Runge will take it inside. He tries to draw a little contact, but instead a double dribble. Third turnover for Axtell. Don't forget the game tonight can also be heard on the World Wide Web, KLIQFM.com, KLIQFM.com, and you can listen to tonight's high school basketball games. This one between Axtell and Archbishop Bergen later today, Ravenna and Johnson County. Right now, Bergen breaks the press, gets it underneath. The short jumper is up and in by Tanner Worth. He really elevated there, and it's 7-3. Bergen with the lead on Axtell. Archbishop Bergen leading it by 4. Axtell having a hard time getting anything going offensively here. Spencer Fecht had a 3-point play, and that's been it. 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Into the corner, Clark. James is going to try a 3. It's over everything. And Spellerberg is there to bring it down for Archbishop Bergen. Into the front court they go. Again, it's Worth. Worth attacks the hole, puts it up and in. Back-to-back buckets for Tanner Worth, and a timeout going to be called here by Axtell. 30-second timeout, 2:37 to go, first quarter of play, Archbishop Bergen 9, Axtell 3, we're back in 30 seconds.
Crow Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area basketball teams at state. We're very proud of our athletes for making it on and off the court.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our Spring Fling Sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Axtell has started 1-for-9 from the field here. Thus, only the 3 points on the board. Coach Brent Heinrichs calling the timeout. Let's see what they are able to talk about and discuss there in the timeout as they attack the 1-3-1 zone. Runge with it, looking at a 3. Back up top, Spencer Fecht, the 2 leading scorers from yesterday. To Trevor Fecht, down low on the block. They get it to Clark. Back out to Runge for the 3. Bryce, no good. Paul Gustafson punched it out of there, and it's going to be picked up by Spencer Fecht. Another opportunity here as Runge kicks it to Clark. Clark Shepard, the baseline up and in. breaks that little mini drought. And the ball will belong to Archbishop Bergen, 9-5 Bergen. Underneath, we've got a walk called on the big fella, Evan Stober. That'll be the first turnover for Archbishop Bergen here in the ball game. 9-5 your score with 2:01 to go here in the first quarter. Bergen puts the top of that 1-3-1 all the way in the backcourt, and it just makes Axtell throw over the top or around it two or three times instead of just dribbling it up, which they could just dribble it up if they wanted to, but that's not the attack, the approach that they're going to use. Runge's pass is tipped out of bounds, and Nick Robinson will check back in. Yesterday, in the first game, Archbishop Bergen put up 13 points in the first quarter and 10 in the second, but then exploded for 39 points in the second half of play to pull out that 62-59 victory. It'll be Wildcat basketball on the side here, and they don't do anything but toss it in. No play off of that. Runge to the high post. Robinson, the ball is tipped. Runge trying to pick it back up, and he does, and now they might have a little break going into the hoop. Robinson drives, runs over a man, and is called for a charge. Second foul on Nick Robinson. And with the only height that they have, Robinson has two fouls. 1:31 to go here, first quarter, 9-5, Archbishop Bergen. Barenbrook will come back into the ball game. Also coming into the game for Bergen will be Derek White. Been kind of a serene game right now, not a whole lot going on. 9-5, Bergen with the lead, a minute 25 to go here in quarter number two. Boggs brings it into the front court, gives it off to Worth. Worth back up top to Went. Went will clear it out on the right side to Curtis Kammerer, who has come in. Now to Boggs for the three, and it's good. Number three for the three, the second three of the first quarter here for Archbishop Bergen, and they now lead it by 7, 12-5. Axtell having trouble with this zone, and Archbishop Bergen is starting to extend the zone a little bit with Robinson on the bench. They know they don't have anything inside, so why not pull that zone out even farther? Barenbrook tries to draw the double team. His pass is tipped. The ball is loose. We're going to get a jump. It's Archbishop Bergen basketball. The fourth turnover for Axtell here in the first quarter. 46 seconds to go here in quarter number one. James Clark is back in. And checking out will be Trevor Fecht for Axtell. But a lot different than yesterday, a lot different than the district final. Axtell just kind of looks like they're playing in mud right now. They're very slow. Very, very slow. I mean, you can say it's patience and it's deliverance and it's work on the 1-3-1. It's slow. That's not the way Axtell plays basketball. And the pace of this game definitely belongs to Archbishop Bergen. And they have a 12-5 lead with 46 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Had to wait for a shoe to get put back on, and now we're ready to go. Josh Boggs will bring the ball up the floor here for Bergen. Boggs walks it across the timeline. Swings it off on the right side to Kammerer. And Curtis will go back up top of the circle to Went. Left wing, they could play for the last shot if they want. Popping up to the high post is White. They don't give it to him. Driving Worth. Worth lost the handle. Runge's going to come up with a loose ball. And then as Runge heads up the floor, we've got a reach and a grab and a foul on Bergen. And this foul will go against Kammerer. His first and the team's third. 24 seconds to go here in the quarter. And now Axtell has a chance at the last shot. Runge back to Spencer Fecht. Fecht back to Runge. And you would think the three-point shooting would be something the Wildcats could attack here, but they're 0 for 3 in the quarter. They were hot yesterday, and that's how you kind of bring down a 1-3-1, but Bergen extends it. 7 seconds, Runge's all the way out at midcourt, looks for the pick, comes to the right side to the baseline, forces his way in, and he's going to get fouled. And they're going to call the foul on Derek White, who had pretty good position on the block, and that's going to be his second personal foul, fourth team foul on Bergen. Only two fouls on Axtell, but both are on Nick Robinson. 1.5 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. And Bryce Runge to shoot two. Try and close this 7-point gap. First free throw is up and in. First point for Bryce. And checking into the ball game for Bergen will be Nick Jensen. But again, just 1.5 seconds left. Shouldn't expect anything to happen here as Runge gets ready to shoot the second free throw. And Bryce will put this one up and in. So Runge hits them both. Bergen will throw it in. And the long toss from three-quarters court is way off the mark. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. It is Archbishop Bergen 12 and Axtell 7. You're listening to the boys' C2 State semifinals on the Breeze 94.5 FM. We're back in a minute.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats!
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Breeze 94.5.
We get our second quarter underway, and it will be Axtell Wildcat basketball finding themselves down by 5, 12-7 to Archbishop Bergen here in the State Boys semifinal. In Class A, Creighton Prep leading Norfolk 22-19 early in the second quarter, and here Axtell loses the basketball in the first quarter. Turnovers, Axtell 4, Bergen 2. Rebounds, Axtell 8, Bergen 2. The free throws were by Axtell. They were 3 of 3. Three-point shooting, Axtell 0 of 3. Archbishop Bergen 2 of 3. That's really the big difference in the ball game. 12-7 Bergen, and they have the ball up top. Into the hands of Nick Jensen. Swings it left side to Rasmussen. Back out top to Boggs. Against the man-to-man here for Axtell. Axtell hasn't made a whole lot happen out of this man-to-man. Robinson with two fouls tries to take a flop there, but Jensen gets away out to Boggs for three and another one. Second three-point bucket for Josh Boggs, and it's now 15-7, an eight-point lead for Bergen. Clark brings it across the timeline to Farrenbrook. Farrenbrook back to Clark into the corner. Right side they go to Feck. Trevor back out top to Farrenbrook. Try to get it inside. And they will to Benson, who starts this quarter. Brandon gives it back to Feck, tries to drive and dish. Again, the ball is knocked away, and a pushing foul after that on Feck. So a turnover and then a foul on Trevor Feck, his first team's third. 15-7 Bergen. 6:48 to go here in the first half. Don't forget, coming up. We'll have at halftime our halftime report brought to you by Allen Superstore with all the score updates and first half stats of our game. Right now, Josh Boggs has the ball up top, 6:30 to go in the quarter. Driving in, drawing a foul, Nick Jensen. Right now, both teams can kind of get away with just rolling in and taking care of business, getting the foul called.
Second personal foul tonight, number 22, Trevor Pack.
Creighton Prep on a 19-3 run in that Class A game with the lead over Norfolk. And the first free throw here by Jensen is on the way, and it is good. Trevor Feck called for his second foul, by the way. And Bryce Runge will check in. Spencer Feck back in. 16-7, Archbishop Bergen. And now the second free throw coming up for Jensen. Nick takes a lot of time at the line, and the lefty will put it up off the front of the rim and will not go. James Clark has his third rebound here for Axtell. Runge up the Feck. And this looks more like the team I saw back in December for Axtell. They're just not going. They could be going. They could hustle the ball up the floor even if they slow it down, but they're not. And now Runge called for a walk. Axtell is in trouble right now. I mean, they got nothing going. 16-7 Bergen. This 1-3-1 zone has just shut them down totally in the basketball game. And I don't think they can afford to wait till halftime to make adjustments. So let's see what Coach Heinrichs does. It's a one-on-one situation for Jensen. Pulls up from eight, knocks it down over Robinson. It is 18-7, Bergen. 5:50 to go here in quarter number two. And Feck brings it across the timeline. On the wing to Clark. Clark into the corner, gets it into Robinson, and then he dribbled it off his leg and out of bounds. He finally was able to get up and under and had some room, but lost it out of bounds. Turnover number eight. And Archbishop Bergen will bring the ball up the floor. They're in no hurry. They've got the lead. They've got all the momentum right now. And Nick Jensen tries a backdoor lob for his cutter, John Spellerberg, and overshoots him. Third turnover for Archbishop. Out of bounds it goes. Now some pressure being put on a little bit more than that zone. Now they'll drop back. Still the 1-3-1 zone, and it's worked beautifully so far for Archbishop Bergen. They lead this by 11 points. Bryce Runge has it for Axtell. Gives it to Feck. Feck attacks, kicks it out. Trevor to Spencer. For the three, it is no good. Rebound comes down to Josh Boggs. 0-4 from outside. Fast break the other way. Gets it too deep. The pass is collected and thrown out to Rasmussen. And Archbishop Bergen will have to set up the half-court offense after they couldn't get the shot in transition. Up top, another three on the way, and another three is good by John Spellerberg. And this is what Axtell did yesterday, and now they're having it done to them. And a timeout on the floor here for the Axtell Wildcats. Full timeout. 4:59 to go in the first half. It is Archbishop Bergen 21 and Axtell 7. We'll be back in a minute.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Go to fivepointsbank.com and check out solutions, products, and services that complement the way you live. So whatever your lifestyle, you'll find banking with Five Points Bank. The better bank is just simply better.
The Breeze, 94.5.
As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors who allow us to bring you high school basketball throughout the season and here at the Boys State Tournament. It is Axtell trying to find a way to get some offense going against this 1-3-1 zone defense. And Runge's going to try a little fadeaway three at the top of the key. No good. Offensive rebound, though, by Trevor Feck. So they'll actually get another chance here. Out top now to Clark. Clark drives the baseline. Nowhere to go. Lost the handle. Turnover. And off to the races comes Boggs. He'll be fouled. He'll get two shots. Nine turnovers for Axtell. Last year, Bergen beat Axtell in the consolation game, 55-51. And this year, it is all Bergen early on. The foul was called on Spencer Fecht, his first. First free throw for Boggs is short, no good. Into the ball game for Bergen is going to be Tanner Worth and Derek White. Into the ball game, Weston Gustafson for Axtell. This had to be the farthest thing from the mind of the Axtell Wildcats when they came out of the locker room here tonight. And Coach Chris Paulson has it going here for the Knights. Free throw is up and in. So Boggs gets one of two. He's got 7 points. It is 22-7 in favor of Archbishop Bergen. Axtell has 5 turnovers in this quarter, 1 shot attempt. Make it 2 after that last miss. Clark now, head fake, drives baseline, double teamed. It seems like there's green jerseys everywhere. Finally, Feck will put it up and score. Trevor Feck bounced off the defender and used the glass and scored for his first bucket of the ball game. Now a 3 at the other end, up and in by Spellerberg. And Archbishop Bergen is 5 of 6 from beyond the arc. 25-9 up the floor, Farrenbrook. Nowhere for him to go. Kicks it to Spencer Feck, right corner, drives the baseline. The ball going to be knocked away. And it'll stay with the Wildcats underneath. Farrenbrook, both Fecks, Gustafson, and Clark on the floor for Axtell with 3:54 to go here in the first half. Inbound to Gustafson, back down to Fecht, back out to Gustafson. He's not a shooter from the outside, gives it to Clark. Neither is he, really, to Spencer Fecht. Fecht tries to drive and kick. A little bit more of that is what they need, but trying to throw over this tall, tall Bergen team, giving them trouble, and another walk on Axtell. Turnover number 10 in the ball game for the Wildcats, and it is 25-9, Archbishop Bergen. Into the front court they come. Boggs in no hurry again, just walking the ball up the floor. And across the timeline, Boggs will come to the right wing, kick it back out to Spellerberg, try to force it inside. It's deflected by Gustafson, but run down by Spellerberg, so still night basketball. 3:15 to go in the first half, 25-9. Archbishop Bergen with the lead by 16. They have hit 5 threes. None for Axtell in 5 attempts. Now a fadeaway jumper up and in by Derek White, his first bucket. And right now, Bergen's just simply making everything they shoot, even when they're well contested like that shot. Barenbrook into the front court, does a 360 and hands it off to Spencer Fecht. Spencer back over to Farrenbrook. Farrenbrook thinking about the three. No. Wraparound pass to Trevor Fecht at the high post to Spencer. Spencer takes a 16-footer. It's too strong. Fight for the loose ball. Gustafson had it. Dropped it. Out of bounds. It goes to Bergen. You're listening to the Boys State Basketball Tournament on KLIQ-FM, Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island, and the World Wide Web at KLIQFM.com. At the other end, Bergen drives baseline, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Weston Gustafson as he was trying to help Derek White out of bounds. Gustafson with his first personal foul. That is the sixth team foul, so no 1-1 yet. And the ball will be underneath the hoop for Bergen. Looking to throw it in will be Spellerberg, and the ball is tipped into the hands there of Nick Jensen. So right now, even the Wildcats can't generate anything defensively. Can't get a steal and run to the other end. Up top, Jensen fakes the three, swings it left side to Worth. Worth on the weak side, goes up top, Boggs off a couple of picks, doesn't like the three look, so he'll back it out. Give it off to Jensen, backdoor cut, finds Worth. Worth drives, no good, got the rebound and is fouled. The foul is on Trevor Fecht, that is his third, and at the line to shoot two will be Tanner Worth. 27-9, Bergen. The Wildcats will watch this first free throw go up and in. 28-9, Bergen. Axtell averages 62 points and gives up 40. Bergen averages 64 points and gives up 44. You expected this to be an up-and-down ball game. It has been anything but. Second free throw up, and it is in. For Tanner Worth, 6 points for Worth, 29-9, an unthinkable 20-point lead for Archbishop Bergen over the number one team in C2. Runge back out to Farrenbrook. Robinson trying to get to the high post, but really he's posting up at the top of the key. Farrenbrook will drive, run into Boggs. Back up top, Runge. Over on the left wing, driving in Farrenbrook, 360, another off-balance jumper, even the shots that Axel's getting off-balance. And a jump ball called here as Weston Gustafson had the ball and was taken to the ground. And a jump ball is called. The arrow points the way of Archbishop Bergen with a minute 39 to go. First half, Axtell's just got to get to the locker room right now. This has been a disaster for the Wildcats. Boggs with it up front, trying to get the steal. Clark missed, and so Jensen drives, and he will be called for the charge. Running over Robinson. First foul on Nick Jensen. That's a big call because it would have been the third on Robinson had they called it a block. 1:23 to go here in the first half, and Axtell will get the ball back. They have scored 2 points in this second quarter of play. They were already down 12-7 after one. They have been outscored 17-2 here in the second quarter. In Class A at the half, Norfolk 37. Anawaha Creighton Prep 34, 37-32 it looks like at the half. And with it is James Clark. Bounce pass down low, Gustafson. He's got a good look, but the turnaround jumper is short. Ball is tipped out of bounds by Bergen. And Ravenna will be coming up next against Johnson County. They will get the winner of this game, whoever the two teams are that play in the final championship game tomorrow night. And now it will be Axtell to throw it in underneath their own hoop. And Runge throws it out of the left wing to Blake Farrenbrook. 1:05 to go in the half. To Runge. Bounce pass up top to Robinson. To Farrenbrook over the left wing. And Blake's just going to clear it back out top. Crossover dribble. Boggs contact. No foul. He'll kick it to Robinson. He's going to take a 16-footer and hit it. They give him a three-pointer, actually. They'll say his foot was behind the line. So Nick Robinson hits the first three of the game here for Axtell. And it's 29-12. Axtell finally into double digits. It's their second bucket of the quarter. There's a push-off by Kammerer. Kicks it to the wing. The jumper is no good by Stover. And the rebound brought down by Robinson. Here comes Runge. Maybe a chance to get something going. Runge runs over Boggs. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Bergen. Headed the other way. One-on-one. Robinson gets set. Runs right over him. Shots missed. No call on either side. Tackle out of bounds. It should be Axtell ball, and it is. With 17 seconds to go, boy. They called some touch in the first quarter, and then you just saw four kids on the ground and nothing. So the Wildcats will have the ball and have the last shot, you would assume, here of the first half. Up the floor with it is Clark. Clark comes to the right side with 8 seconds. Back up top to Farrenbrook. To Clark, 6 seconds. 4 seconds. Clark back up top. Farrenbrook, a long three at the horn. Off the front of the iron, no good. And that is the end of the first half of play. All Archbishop Bergen here in this boys' C2 semifinal. It's Archbishop Bergen 29 and Axtell 12. We'll take a break and be back with our halftime report brought to you by Allen Superstore in a minute.
Crowell Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area basketball teams at state. We're very proud of our athletes for making it on and off the court.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
We're the UK Morning Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping centered around you, you, you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. We're the UK Morning Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And Doug Duda back with you here at Pershing Auditorium on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com. At the half, a shocker here in C2. Archbishop Bergen of Fremont leading number one Axtell, 29-12. Now, Archbishop Bergen is ranked number three, and talking with Brent Heinrichs before the game about the tough draw that they did have here in the semifinals. Personally, I think Ravenna's got a much better draw in the bottom half, taking on Johnson County Central in the second semifinal tonight. But I guess you never know. That game will be coming up at 7:45 or 8:45 this evening here on The Breeze. Let's take a look at what has happened today in case you missed anything. Class A, they are at the half. Norfolk leading Omaha Creighton Prep by a score of 37-34. 37-34 at the half, it looks like. And then the second game in Class A at 8:45, Lincoln Southeast will play Omaha Central. In Class B, South Sioux City defeated Ralston 65-55, and Omaha Scut edged Beatrice 46-43. In C1, Shadron defeated Minden 55-47, and Hastings St. Cecilia held off a late Norfolk Catholic rally and beat them 55-52. In D1, it was Freeman over Emerson Hubbard 54-43, and Overton down Humphrey St. Francis 54-46. In D2, Ewing pulled away from Hayes Springs 61-48. And in overtime, Hampton erases a 10-point deficit to start the fourth quarter, force overtime, and beat Hayes Center 74-66. In fact, Hayes Center had to come back in the last minute with back-to-back threes just to send that game into overtime. Hampton made a big run in the fourth quarter. So here's your setup for tomorrow. The championship games all on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. starting at 9:30 a.m. with Overton battling Freeman in D1. Then in C1, Hastings St. Cecilia will take on Shadron in a rematch of last year's state championship game that St. Cecilia won by 3. The 130 championship will be in Class B with Omaha Scott taking on South Sioux City. The Class D2 final is at 5 with Ewing taking on Hampton. The Class A final will be at 7. And the Class C2 final scheduled for 9, probably start a little closer to 9:30 than 9 o'clock. Fremont Bergen shooting 53% here in the first half. They're 10 of 19 from the field, including 5 of 8 in the second quarter. Axtell was 2 of 8 in the second quarter, just 4 of 19 in the ball game, and they are shooting 21%. So there's the difference in the basketball game as Axtell trails to Archbishop Bergen 29-12. We'll take a break and be back with more stats on the Allen Superstore Halftime Report in 1 minute.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Treat your soybeans to a strong start with the Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment, now available through your Pioneer sales professional, Roger Overlease with Cornhusker Agronomics of Axtell. Protect your soybeans from early season disease and insects with the added flexibility in customizing the best treatment for your acres. Go Wildcats!
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And as always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics throughout the season. Halftime score, Archbishop Bergen 29 and Axtell 12. There's also plenty of college basketball going on tonight in the Big 12 men's semifinals. Texas A&M still leading Kansas by a score of 51-48 with 11.5 minutes to go in that ball game. On ESPN Radio tonight, it is the Big East semifinals. And with 10.5 minutes to go, Georgetown leading Marquette 56-51. That'll be followed by Notre Dame taking on West Virginia on ESPN 1460 and 1550. In the ACC, Georgia Tech leads Maryland 48-46 with just under 13 minutes to go in that basketball game. And in the Big Ten, fifth-ranked Purdue is being pushed by Northwestern. Purdue 61, Northwestern 56 with 1 minute to go in that ball game. Earlier today, Ohio State hit a long buzzer beater to beat Michigan. It was Duke over Virginia, and Kentucky rallied to beat Alabama 73-67. The Nebraska women were a winner today in their Big 12 tournament semifinal, taking care of Kansas State and going to 30-0 on the season as they pick up the 63-46 victory. 24 points, 10 rebounds for Kelsey Griffin, 13 points, 10 rebounds in the ball game for Corey Montgomery. The Hastings College women upset today in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament, 68-61. The Hastings College men play Oklahoma Wesleyan in the second round of the tournament tonight, and that game at 9:15 can be heard on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. When we come back, we'll look at the first half stats of our boys' game, C2 semifinal. It's all Archbishop Bergen at the half, 29-12, and we'll be back in a minute on The Breeze.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuffed pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats! Cats.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium as we are ready to take a look at the first half stats of this basketball game. And let us begin with Axtell. Spencer Feck, 3 points, two rebounds. Blake Farrenbrook, a rebound. Trevor Feck, 2 points, two rebounds. Weston Gustafson has a rebound. James Clark, 2 points, three rebounds. Bryce Runke, 2 points. Nick Robinson has 3 points and four rebounds. 8 rebounds in the first quarter, 5 in the second. All of the free throw shooting came in the first, where Axtell was 3 of 3. 3-point shooting, Axtell 0 of 3 in the first quarter, 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first, 7 in the second for Axtell. Foul situation, Trevor Fecht has 3, and Nick Robinson has 2 in this basketball game. Axtell 7 points in the first quarter, 5 in the second. Axtell just 12 points, a season low here in the first half. 13 rebounds, 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, 1 of 7 from 3-point land, and 11 turnovers for the 23-1 Wildcats. For Archbishop Bergen, they have 5 players that have scored. Josh Boggs has 7 points, 2 rebounds. Tanner Worth, 6 points and a rebound. John Spellerberg is the leading scorer with 9 points. He's hit 3 three-pointers. He's got 1 rebound. Nick Jensen, 5 points, and Derek White, 2 points and 3 block shots. 2 rebounds in each quarter for Bergen. Free throws were all in the second quarter, where the Knights were 4 out of 6. 3-point shooting, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 3 of 3 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 2 in the first quarter, 1 in the second. Derek White does have 2 fouls. He's the only player with more than 1 for Bergen. 12 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second, and at the half, Archbishop Bergen, 29 points, 4 rebounds, 4 out of 6 at the free throw line, 5 out of 6 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, and just 3 turnovers. And 21-3, third-ranked Archbishop Bergen, leading 23-1, top-ranked Axtell at the half, 29-12. And you've been listening to the Allen Superstore Halftime Report here on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KLIQFM.com. Doug Duda back with you from Pershing Auditorium for second half action in 1 minute.
Kroll Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area basketball teams at state. We're very proud of our athletes for making it on and off the court.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Scandinavia Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavia Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Hogan's has it, so when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Axtell will get the ball to start the third quarter. Let's see how they attack that 1-3-1 zone. Quicker ball movement. A 3-pointer for Spencer Fecht. Off the front of the iron, no good. Trying to get the rebound. Trevor Fecht has it. Trevor Fecht will kick it up top to Clark. Over to Spencer. Moving the ball a little bit quicker. Farrenbrook drives in, dishes it to Robinson, who's open. Shoots, scores, and draws the foul. Nick Robinson to the line to shoot for the 3-point play. And a good start, good hustle. Something we weren't seeing in the first half was a lot of quick ball movement. And they come out and move the ball around quicker here in the second half, at least on their first possession. The foul is called on Nick Jensen, his second. Robinson's free throw, in and out, though, no good. And the rebound brought down by White. Or is that Jensen? Nope, Jensen has it. And he'll bring it into the front court. Bergen with the basketball for the first time in the second half. Spellerberg up top to Rasmussen. Rasmussen will kick it off, and they're going to extend the offense here and maybe slow it down a little bit to start the third quarter. Try and work the man-to-man defense that is being played by Axtell. Rasmussen to the left-hand corner to Boggs and back out to center court to Jensen. And we may see a lot of stalling here in this second half. Bergen's got a huge lead. Why not shorten the game a little bit here? Playing catch out top. And Axtell sagging right now as they give it to White at the high post. Tries and kicks it into the corner to Boggs. Boggs will dribble it back up to center circle. Right back over. Right side. Spellerberg jumps it down low to the big fellow White up top. Good defense by the Wildcats. A jumper from 15 is going to be partially blocked by Robinson, but it falls right into the hands of Derek White with the easy layup. So the ball bouncing the way of Bergen, and they're making everything they shoot as well, and they're back up by 17, 31-14. Their biggest lead, 20 points at 29-9. Wildcat basketball, right elbow Fecht to Clark. Clark looking to get it back to Fecht, right elbow. Spencer Fecht way out here takes it away. Spencer, even if he is open, is so far away he can't take a three, so he drives and scores instead. Second bucket of the ball game for Spencer Fecht. 31-16, fast break box, comes into the paint, kicks it to the baseline, and the jumper is up and in by Derek White. Back-to-back buckets by White, so both buckets by Axtell have been answered by buckets from Bergen. 33-16, and Farrenbrook brings the ball across the timeline, walks it to the right side. Up top they'll go. Spencer Fecht back to Farrenbrook. Everything on the right side to Clark. Open three on the corner is good. James Clark will hit his first three-pointer of the ball game. They're now 2 of 9 beyond the arc, 33-19. And Axtell has almost scored more points here in 2.5 minutes than they did the whole first half. Bergen ball up top, Josh Boggs. Boggs puts it on his hip, and they'll reset the play. Nick Jensen on the left wing gives it off to Rasmussen. Rasmussen back up top to Spellerberg. Gives it to Boggs. Boggs to the cutter. Rasmussen at the free throw line. Doesn't like the shot, so they'll swing it right side to Jensen. Jensen tries to drive in. Does, puts the shot up. No good. It's blocked in there by Clark, but then it's thrown away. Thrown away by both teams, actually. Both teams with a turnover there. Axtell's outlet pass was picked off, and then Bergen tried to fire it right back underneath, and it went out of bounds. So the fourth turnover for Bergen, the 12th in the game for Axtell. Ball belongs to the Wildcats, trying to find a way to get something going here. And across the timeline with it is Spencer Fecht, 33-19 Bergen. A long way to come back for Axtell. Let's see if they can keep it going here. Farrenbrook, three-pointer on the way, kind of flat, no good. Long rebound comes out to Boggs. And Axtell will settle back on defense as the Knights bring it into the front court. Spellerberg with three threes of his own now kicks it up top for a three, and it's going to rattle in and out. No good that time by Jensen, and Robinson will bring down his fifth rebound. So the teams exchange missed threes. That's only the second miss for Bergen in seven attempts. Clark left wing. Bounce pass up top to Farrenbrook. Back to Clark. Tried to catch it with one hand and dropped it out of bounds. 13th turnover for Axtell. And both the Fort Kearney Conference teams that play today here at Pershing are having trouble handling the basketball. Overton ended up winning this morning, but they had 25 turnovers. Axtell not winning, and they've got 13 turnovers with 4:20 to go in the third quarter. 33-19 Bergen. Axtell had a couple of chances to get even closer, but that couldn't take advantage. So Bergen will bring it across the timeline and back to the offense here for the Knights. Leading it by 14. They were up by as much as 20 right before the half. Just working it around the perimeter. Spellerberg up top. They'll go to Tanner Worth, who has checked in. Also in the ball game is Thomas Wendt. Worth comes all the way to the right-hand corner, tries the baseline, nothing there. And Bergen kicks it back out in no hurry to shoot the basketball. 3:45 to go, third quarter. And the Wildcats try to pick up the defensive intensity, and no double dribble called when Bergen dropped the basketball, and driving in a no-look pass underneath, and a whistle will be called on Axtell. Trying to dish it there to Derek White. Not sure how they missed the double dribble, but they did. And the ball will come over for some free throws. Bryce Runge commits his first foul of the game. And at the line will be Derek White for the first time tonight. He has 6 points. And his first free throw of this semifinal is on the way, and it is going to be in and out, no good. Weston Gustafson will re-enter the game here for Axtell. In Class A, third quarter, Norfolk 43, Creighton Prep 40. Second free throw coming up here for Derek White. And White will fire this one up and in. So White gets one of two. And Bergen will bring Evan Stober into the ball game and give White a breather. Again, Bergen starts 6'3", 6'5", but on the bench, 6'2", 6'5", 6'6", 6'7". And they haven't even played all those kids. 34-19, Bergen, 3.5 to go. Axtell's got a lot of work to do here before the end of the quarter if they want to have a hope of coming back in this. Beck drives to Farrenbrook, tries a quick pass down to Gustafson. Double team, Weston fadeaway jumper over everything. Trevor Feck got the rebound, put it back up, will not go. Ball's loose and picked up there by Evan Stober. And up the floor comes Bergen. Axtell, again, had a shot in the paint, and it wouldn't go. Went with it in the front court. He'll go right side to Spellerberg. Spellerberg up top to work. Continuing to move the ball around the perimeter. Boggs. Left wing back up top. They'll go Spellerberg. And now we've got an illegal screen set on the night. Foul on Archbishop Bergen. Will be on Evan Stober. His first personal foul. Second team foul here of the half. But the third quarter is just trucking right along. 2:49 to go. 34-19 Bergen. They were up 29-12 at the half. And here comes Runge, left-hand corner, thought about the three, forces it inside, the ball tipped away, and luckily for Farrenbrook, he's able to grab it. Now he'll try and drive into the paint, pulls up from 12 and knocks it down. First bucket of the ball game for Blake Farrenbrook, and the lead is down to 13, 34-21. Here comes Boggs up the floor, gets by one defender, then kicks it out top. He was about 5 feet from the hoop and just swung it back out to Wendt. And Wendt will give it back to Boggs, and they'll set up a half-court set here. On the left elbow with it is Wendt. Spins around, pulls up, takes the free throw line jumper, hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound brought down by the Wildcats. Spencer Feck had it, and a whistle and a foul on Bergen. And the personal foul is going to be called on Josh Boggs. That'll be his second and the team's third. And Axtell could cut it to 10 with a three-point bucket here. The important thing is they continue to score in this low-scoring game because we've already seen how Archbishop Bergen can kill clock here in this third quarter. And you don't want to get a big deficit into the fourth quarter. Runge's going to fire that three and hit it. Bryce Runge knocks down the three-point bucket. The lead is cut to 10. Chris Paulson and his Bergen Knights. Will they need a timeout? Off a couple of picks coming down. Spellerberg takes it all the way in. Blocked by Clark. Clark blocks the ball. Axtell has it on a fast break. Numbers aren't there. Farrenbrook pulls up for three. Got it! Farrenbrook nails the three. Timeout, Archbishop Bergen. No, they didn't get the timeout. It's tipped out of bounds. They were trying to get a timeout. Made a long pass and nearly turned it over. Let's see if they want the timeout now. Apparently not. They're trying to get the ball out of the band, and Bergen has the ball underneath their own hoop. And on the inbounds, the ball is swatted away by Farrenbrook. They'll try again. So the first chance for Axtell fans to make any noise at all tonight. 34-27, Bergen. And the inbounds pass comes way up top to Worth. Axtell needs another stop. Worth drives, though. Good one-hand jumper up and in. So Tanner Worth makes a nice move to the hoop. 36-27, Bergen by 9. Into the front court, Farrenbrook to Spencer Feck. Back to Farrenbrook, right side to Runge at the top of the circle. Bryce, one dribble, back over to Farrenbrook. Through the double team, into the paint, draws it, back out to Feck. Spencer for three, and it will not go. And the rebound brought down by John Spellerberg. Up the floor, he comes quickly with it. And now a key last minute here of the quarter. Axtell made that run. They don't want to lose it. Spencer steals it away. Spencer Feck, uncontested layup, and he scores. Just the fifth turnover of the game for Bergen. 36-29. 45 seconds to go here in the third quarter. And with the basketball, Curtis Kammerer across the timeline. He wants to try and drive. Got hit. Shoot. Scores. Foul. Chance for a three-point play. Man, Kammerer just put his head down and went. He definitely got fouled and somehow made the bucket. 38-29, Bergen. And the foul is going to be called on Bryce Runge. That'll be his second. After three quarters of play, Norfolk leading in Class A, 45-42. Free throw is coming up for Curtis Kammerer. And it is off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound brought down by James Clark. So up the floor come the Axtell Wildcats. Still 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They trail by 9. Fahrenbrook drives, gets it down on the low post, and they kick it right back out. To Clark and Fahrenbrook playing catch on the right side. Up top to Spencer Feck. To Robinson. Runge has some room left baseline. Contact puts the shot up, no good. Rebound brought down by Bergen and over the back on Robinson. Boy, Runge got a hand check and they didn't call it. Rebound brought down by Wendt. Third foul on Robinson. And it is the third team foul of the half. 12 seconds to go in the third quarter. And Boggs will be at midcourt with 6 seconds. Crossover dribble uses the pick. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, ball knocked away, and that'll be the end of quarter number 3. Well, Axtell had a better quarter than they had in the first or the second, but Archbishop Bergen still has a 9-point lead. Bergen 38, Axtell 29. We'll be back with fourth quarter action in a minute on the Breeze.
Wordcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck Whippets from everyone at Wordcraft Homes in Minden.
Hi, this is Kurt Johnson, service manager at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep. We have always been your complete service center for oil changes to major engine and transmission repair. But did you know we can handle all your tire and wheel alignment needs as well? We stock many major name brand tires, so we can provide your vehicle with just the right tire to suit your needs. So next time your car is in need of maintenance, repair, alignment, or tires, come see us at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
Treat your soybeans to a strong start with the Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment, now available through your Pioneer sales professional. Roger Overlease with Cornhusker Agronomics of Axtell. Protect your soybeans from early season disease and insects with the added flexibility in customizing the best treatment for your acres. Go Wildcats!
The Breeze, 94.5.
We begin the fourth quarter, and Archbishop Bergen will have the ball here in our boys' C2 state semifinal, leading number one Axtell 38-29. We'll give you some numbers here in just a little bit, but right now Bergen has the basketball, trying to keep this upset going. They had been up by as many as 20. Axtell had cut it to 7, and right now it is at 9, and a three-pointer in the corner. Rasmussen up and in. Patrick Rasmussen's first bucket of the basketball game. Bergen is now 6 of 8 from beyond the arc, 41-29. Not what Axtell needed. Spencer Feck brings it up to Fahrenbrook in the corner of the baseline. Robeson. Robeson doesn't even look to shoot. Then has it taken away from behind. He didn't know that somebody had snuck in behind to double-team him. And a turnover. And Bergen, you can be assured, is going to take some air out of the basketball here in the fourth quarter. They've already seen what Axtell can do. Rasmussen out top to Derek White. White to the right side. And back out top to Boggs. Spellerberger with 9, 8 for Worth, 7 for Boggs, and White for Archbishop Bergen. And with it is Nick Jensen. Jensen, right side of the key, just kind of dribbling in place, trying to get a pick on Clark. Gets one by one, gets by a second. The ball flies right out of his hands and out of bounds off of Axtell. Trevor Feck comes back in for Axtell. 7 points for Spencer Feck. 5 each for Fahrenbrook, Clark, and Bryce Runge and Nick Robinson. As Axtell scored 17 points there in the quarter compared to 9 for Archbishop Bergen. And now on the inbounds pass, they're going to tell Trevor Feck and Nick Jensen to quit grabbing each other's jerseys, and that will allow them to get this play underway. They lob it into Jensen. He's going to pull up from 17. It's in and out, no good. Robinson has his 6th rebound here unofficially for Axtell. Gives it to Fahrenbrook. The Knights do a great job of getting back defensively. It's been the 1-3-1 zone that's been huge. Into the corner, Runge. He'll fire the 3. Bryce off the iron, and it goes over the backboard out of bounds. So the 3-pointer no good by Runge. And we've almost played a minute 45 here. It seems like the clock just keeps running. It's been moving this game along very quickly. And the inbounds pass stolen by Robinson. Goes in and scores. Full court pressure, and they threw it right to Nick Robinson. And then in the backcourt, a reach-in foul going to be called on Spencer Feck, trying to get another steal. His 2nd of the team's 4th. Just 6 turnovers in the game on Bergen, 15 for Axtell. 6:11 to go in the game. Bergen 41, Axtell 31. And Bergen to throw the ball in. Waiting, throws it right underneath their own bucket, but they do get it in, and heading up the floor with it is going to be Kammerer. Kammerer dishes it off. Robinson knocks it out of the hands of Derek White, and Axtell thought it should have been their ball because it ricocheted off of White's knee, but that's not the way they're going to call it. Axtell's lowest scoring offensive game of the year was in the 46-49 loss to Minden. Inbounds pass and a quick shot missed. Players on the floor. Axtell grabs it and calls timeout. Good heads-up play by Blake Fahrenbrook to grab the rebound and call the timeout. But Axtell will only have two remaining. 5:59 to go in the game. Axtell ball. Bergen leads 41-31, and we're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Doug Duda along with our producer-engineer Steph taking care of business back at the studio. And as always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Right now, though, they've got ways to come for Axtell. As they've got the ball, Fahrenbrook open three, up and no good. They've turned cold again. The rebound is tipped back out to Blake Fahrenbrook. Now he drives, and the layup is good. Everybody ran after the rebound. The paint was open, and Fahrenbrook will score. 41-33. Fast break the other way, and a turnaround jumper rolls up the rim. Won't go by Derek White, who had an easy layup, and Weston Gustafson pulled down the rebound. Nick Robinson was trying to draw the charge, and when he fell down, there was no defender. And now a walk called on the Wildcats. Trevor Fecht in the corner. Every time Axtell has a chance to really get the fan base into it, they seem to have a turnover. One time tonight, the Axtell fans have made a lot of noise. And that was a couple of threes in a row there in the third quarter. It's an eight-point game, Bergen 41, Axtell 33. Bergen basketball. They have scored just 12 points this half. On the low post, they will get it to White. Back out top to Boggs. Quickly swings it to Spellerberg. Up top to Rasmussen, who had a key three, the only bucket here in the fourth quarter. Now he drives, gets tripped on the way by, and a blocking foul called on Axtell. And the foul is going to be called on Weston Gustafson. That'll be his second, and it was well before the shot, so taking it out underneath. Quickly off the inbounds. Bergen, really, as soon as that ball is handed, is in motion. Trying to get a three, Spellerberg covered. Up top, they go to White. White drives in, kicks it to the corner to Boggs. Under 5 minutes to go in the game. 41-33, Bergen leads Axtell by eight. They have led the whole way. They were up 29-9 in the first half. Boggs with it to the right side. Spellerberg, guarded by Robinson. Up top, they'll go to White. And continuing to move that ball here and kill clock. Up top with it is Jensen. Jensen drives. He got caught up, and he walked. Good defense there by the Wildcats. In fact, turnover number seven of the ball game on Bergen. Axtell needs to get close enough to make Bergen sweat a little bit, get them nervous. They've had a big lead the whole game. 41-33, that would start with another bucket here. 4:30 to go in the game. Fecht swings it over to Fahrenbrook. Fahrenbrook can't get the three, drives in, got his man in the air, draws the foul, and Blake will go to the line to shoot two. So taking advantage of that aggressive defense, the foul called on Nick Jensen, his third, fourth team foul of the half. Fahrenbrook will go to the line to shoot two. As a team, Axtell is 3 of 4, and now make it 4 of 5, as this free throw is up and in. 41-34. Back to seven, but that's as close as Axtell's been. Second free throw, make it six. Fahrenbrook hits them both, all nine of his points here in the second half. 41-35, Bergen with the lead. Being able to get those points with the clock stop, that's a key for Axtell here if you can do it. Boggs, bounce pass tip, but picked up by Derek White in the corner. He'll drive in, draws the foul. Robinson reached clean in and raked it arm, and that'll be the fourth foul on Nick Robinson. And they're not going to call it on Nick. They're going to call on Gustafson. Well, that's a break for Axtell. Even though Robinson came with the double arm rake, it doesn't matter. Derek White will shoot two free throws. And the first free throw for White is good. As a team, Bergen is currently, after that make, 6 of 10. In Class A, they got a heck of a ball game going, 51-50 in the fourth quarter between Norfolk and Prep. Norfolk has kept that close lead throughout. Second free throw is in and out, no good. Nick Robinson brings down his seventh rebound and then throws it away with nobody guarding him. His outlet pass went right into the stands. Axtell has just done that way too many times today, and that is a killer. That is a killer. Axtell could have cut this to a 5 or even a 4-point game. And now Bergen will inbound the ball and get to eat up more clock. With 4 minutes to go in the game, Bergen 42, Axtell 35. And Boggs has it over to Rasmussen. Six fouls have been called on Axtell, so the next one puts us in a 1-1. Down low they get it for a turnaround jumper. Derek White off the glass and in. 44-35, Bergen back up by 9. Spencer Fecht, almost a lazy pass, picked off. Clark back over to Runge. Bryce, three-pointer is off the front of the iron, no good. Nothing but green jerseys underneath for the rebound. Spellerberg, and Boggs is going to walk it up. That was a key 1 minute right there in this basketball game. The Cats had taken some momentum, and now Bergen has taken it back. 3:20 to go. They'll get it down low to Thomas Wendt, who kicks it back up top to Boggs. Bergen now just interested in running clock and looking for layups. Up top, Wendt. Robinson went for the steal, didn't get it, so Wendt buries a 12-footer. First bucket of the ball game for Thomas Wendt, and the lead is 11. 46-35, a 5-0 run by Bergen. Runge on the right wing. Into the corner they go to Robinson. To Clark on the baseline. Clark backs in. Up and under move, and it's going to sit on the rim and go. James Clark hits a very tough shot. And it looks like something's going on here. Maybe Axtell batted the ball away, and they're going to get warned for delay of game. If they do it again, it's a technical foul. Usually you try to bat the ball away after a made bucket so you can get your press set up. I'm not sure exactly if that was what happened or not. They didn't announce it that way. So now the full court pressure on. Bergen tries to get it into Boggs, and they can't get it in. A 5-second count. They tried to call a timeout. They didn't get it called. Turnover Bergen. The rule says if you get to 4, you cannot allow the timeout, but they never utilize that. So it will be Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Can they take advantage of the break? They'll try to set up Runge for a 3 in the corner. He'll drive and kick it out Farrenbrook. Can't get the look, so he'll drive in the lane. Back out Runge. Bryce for the 3. It's going to be way short. Offensive rebound. They'll put up and a jump ball on the block shot. Derek White, the arrow points the way of Axtell. I think that was Farrenbrook that got the rebound underneath. 2:38 to go in the game. Axtell ball. One more time here. They need to score. They'll get it into Clark on the right wing. James back into Trevor Fecht. Back into the corner. Robinson for 3. It's no good. And the rebound is going to be fought for. Brought down by Bergen and a foul called on Fecht. Robinson did hit a 3 in the first half. The only one that Axtell made. The foul on Trevor Fecht was his 4th. And I'm pretty sure Brent Heinrichs, if they do lose this game, is just going to say we had too big of a hole to dig out of in the first half. Axtell's outplayed Bergen here in the second half, but when you're down 20, it's a pretty big mountain to climb. Spellerberger to shoot the 1-1. It's up. It's no good. The rebound comes out wide, but Trevor Fecht grabs it, and he'll get it to Farrenbrook. In the game, Axtell is 4 of 17 from three-point land, and they need some here in the final 2:20. Down by 9. It is Trevor Fecht up to Farrenbrook. They don't have to shoot a 3. Farrenbrook drives. He'll get fouled. The foul is going to be called, I believe, on Derek White. Stopping the clock, shooting two free throws, is Blake Farrenbrook. It is the third foul on Derek White. So he has 3. Nick Jensen has 3. Fifth foul on the team. And the first free throw by Farrenbrook, up and in. All the points for Blake in the game are here in the second half, and he's got 10. Don't forget when we are done, the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show with all the final stats. And then Ravenna Johnson County will follow at 8:45. Second free throw up and in. So Farrenbrook 4-4 at the line here in the fourth. 46-39 Bergen. Full court pressure. Bergen calls timeout. Couldn't get it in. And this time they will get the timeout. That's the first timeout of the game for Archbishop Bergen. 2:13 to go in this contest. It is Bergen 46, Axtell 39. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Breeze.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Attitudes Bar and Grill in Axtell. Enjoy great Mexican food at Attitudes every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. Attitudes has daily noon specials. It's all about the Attitudes in Axtell. Attitudes Bar and Grill says, go Wildcats!
The Breeze, 94.5.
Axtell trying to hang around here. 46-39, Bergen, just 2:13 to go in the game. Bergen to throw it in against full court pressure. Dump it into the corner to Boggs. Farrenbrook pressure in the backcourt. Now they try for the 10 seconds. Boggs will give it off to Jensen. Jensen will get to the timeline and across the timeline. His pass goes underneath for a layup that is up and in by Patrick Rasmussen. So the Knights attack, and it pays off. A 9-point lead, 1:50 to go in this basketball game. Farrenbrook brings the ball up the floor. They'll have to go quickly. Farrenbrook to the right side, gives it to Clark up top. Spencer Beck, they've just shut him down in this game. Right wing with it, trying to drive in. Farrenbrook kicks it out on the wing. Bounce pass back into Blake, fouled, and his shot won't go. But there's just a minute 37 left, and Axtell now has to score every trip. Farrenbrook to shoot two. The foul is called on Derek White, his fourth, and Farrenbrook to shoot two. And the first free throw is no good. Farrenbrook's been trying so hard out there to keep his team in it. He is plumb worn out here. Second free throw for Farrenbrook on the way, and it'll roll over the rim and in. So he gets one of two, and quickly Bergen gets it in. Trying to get that trap in the backcourt. Here comes Boggs down the middle of the floor, and he lost the ball. Knocked away by Feck. Knocked out of there by Trevor Feck. Still hope here for Axtell. Farrenbrook being accosted to the backcourt to Spencer Feck. A minute 20 to go, down eight. Spencer to the free throw line. Bounce pass underneath right through the hands of Trevor Feck and turned over and then a foul. I mean, it's been that way the entire basketball game. Every chance Axtell gets to go two possessions in a row positive, they can't do it. And that's going to be it for Feck. Trevor has fouled out of the basketball game. 2 points, five rebounds, and a minute 15 to go. And Runge checks in. And at the other end, John Spellerberg to shoot the one and one. He missed the front end just a minute ago. 48-40 Bergen. Axtell's not been able to get closer than six, and the free throw is short, no good. Nick Robinson has his eighth rebound. Up to Farrenbrook. A three goes a long way here. Blake's going to take it all the way in. Needs to kick it out to Robinson. Top of the key three for Nick. It is no good. And the rebound brought down by Bergen. Nick Jensen able to pull it away. Axtell 0-5 here in the fourth quarter beyond the arc. They just didn't score today like they did yesterday, and their season will come up short of the championship again. They need to foul. Axtell needs to foul with 45 seconds to go, and finally there it is with 45 exactly. And Nick Robinson with his fourth personal foul. Didn't see this one coming. Didn't see this one coming at all. Not that Bergen couldn't win this game, but the way they won it. The foul on Robinson is fourth, and at the line to shoot a one-and-one, Nick Jensen. The free throw by Jensen is on the way, and in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Robinson. Here they come, needing a three, down by eight, 40 seconds to go. Dribbling in, ball's knocked away. Farrenbrook needs help, throws it over his head, hits his head on the ground, missed the shot, he's injured, and they're going to get him off the floor. But the Wildcats just not able to get the job done here. As the ball brought down on the rebound by Jensen, and there's only 32 seconds remaining. Bergen 48, Axtell 40, and Archbishop Bergen missed the front end of all three 1-1s. Axtell didn't score a single point on any of them. It's been 48-40 the last four possessions. And now Axtell will have to steal the basketball here to have a hope. As Bergen will throw it in against full court pressure. It'll be Jensen. He'll get it in. Quick foul on Spellerberg. And Spellerberg now will go to the line to shoot two, because that is the 10th team foul. Axtell, who won the state championship in 2006 when they were in D1, trying to get back, and it doesn't look like it's going to happen here. It'll be up to Overton to represent the FKC. They play in the D1 final tomorrow. Spellerberg's free throw is in. 10 points now for Johnny. Hit three threes in that first half, as Archbishop Bergen was 5 of 6 from beyond the arc in the first half. They changed their philosophy in the second half, spread the ball, killed clock. They only attempted 2 3-pointers here in this half. Second free throw on the way. It is around and around and in. 50-40. 30 seconds to go. Spencer Fecht up the floor. Kicks it out for a James Clark three. It's on the way. No good. Rebound pulled down by Robinson. Nick kicks it out for another James Clark three. It is in. Timeout. Timeout on the Clark made three. We'll stop it with 18.7 seconds to go. Bergen 50, Axtell 43. And we'll be back after this timeout.
Five Points Bank, the better bank. Your lifestyle, your bank, and your solution is Five Points Bank. Taking care of customers one person at a time. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors. Stay with us as we bring you the post-game show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center. And we had a heck of a finish in Class A. And let's see what happens in the finish of our ball game here. And we'll give you that Class A final in just a second. Right now, though, Bergen to throw it in, just 18 seconds to go. They're up 7. And they'll get it into Spellerberg again. He seems to get open every time. Not even a full second ran off the clock before James Clark fouled him. Spellerberger 2 of 4 at the foul line. Norfolk with a steal and a layup at the horn advances on over Omaha Creighton Prep 53-51 in A. Spellerberg now to shoot two, and the first free throw is in. 51-43, Bergen leading it by 8. Up by as many as 20 in the basketball game. The closest that Axtell ever got was 6. Second free throw good, and then Bergen scored 5 straight and took it out to 11. Spencer Fecht up to Bryce Runge. Runge trying to find a way to get a 3 away. He does, but it's off the iron. No good. The ball goes out of bounds to Bergen with 9 seconds remaining, and Coach Brent Heinrich says, this is over, guys. Drop back, don't foul. The ball comes into Josh Boggs, and he will dribble it out. And Archbishop Bergen has pulled the upset over the number one team in Axtell as the final horn sounds. Bergen 52, Axtell 43. Only the second time that Axtell's been held under 50 points this year, both in losses. 49-46 to Minden, and their lowest output of the year here, 52-43 in the state semifinals. So for the second straight year, Archbishop Bergen has defeated Axtell, and for the second straight year, Axtell will play in the consolation game. And that is tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Lincoln Northeast, and you'll hear it right here on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, against either Ravenna or Johnson County. So amazingly, Axtell, with such an outstanding district final win over Ravenna, looked like they were on pace to come in and maybe win this state tournament. And tonight they won't even get a chance to make it to the state finals after being upset 52-43. We'll be back with the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show in 1 minute on the Breeze.
Crow Agency Insurance of Minden, Kennesaw, and Axtell, where service is our number one priority. Best of luck to all the area basketball teams at state. We're very proud of our athletes for making it on and off the court.
Cat's Corner in Axtell wants everyone to know that there's a hot stuff pizza buffet every Friday and Sunday. Cat's will be offering all kinds of pizza and a salad bar, buffet style, every Friday and Sunday from 11:30 to 1 at Cat's Corner Market in Axtell. Good luck, Wildcats!
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
And welcome back to Pershing Auditorium, where it is time for our Sylvan Learning Center postgame show on The Breeze, 94.5 FM. And coming up here in about 25 minutes, our second C2 semifinal between Ravenna and Johnson County Central. Let's take a look at the final statistics, starting with Axtell. And we have Blake Farrenbrook with 12 points, 4 rebounds. Spencer Fecht, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Trevor Fecht, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Weston Gustafson had 2 rebounds. James Clark, 10 points to lead the team in double figures, him and Farrenbrook. 10 points for Clark, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks. Bryce Runge, 5 points. And for Nick Robinson, 7 points. He had a team-high 10 rebounds and 1 block shot. 13 rebounds in the first half, 15 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first half, 5 of 7 in the second half. Three-point shooting, 1 of 7 in the first half, 4 of 14 in the second half. Turnovers, 11 in the first half and 7 in the second half. Axtell had just 12 points in the first half. Then we saw them play more their style of ball with 31 points in the second half, but not enough. 43 points, 28 rebounds, 8 of 10 at the free throw line, 5 of 21 from three-point land, 3 block shots and 18 turnovers. Axtell suffers just their second loss of the season. They're now 23-2 and will play in the consolation game tomorrow at 2 at Lincoln Northeast right here on The Breeze. We'll take another break and be back in a minute with a look at the numbers for Archbishop Bergen on the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just 3 words.
3 words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance has been serving South Central Nebraska since 1885. See them for your property and personal liability insurance coverage. Scandinavian Mutual Insurance supports the area athletes in today's game and wishes them the best of luck.
Hogan's has it. So when you're finished cheering on your favorite team at the state basketball tournament, come in for our spring fling sale. You'll save 10 to 20% on baseball, softball, and track equipment and shoes through the end of March. Hogan's has it. 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Wardcraft Homes builds custom quality modular homes in Minden. Every Energy Star modular home is built with energy efficiency in mind and includes natural resource conservation features found in built green homes. Best of luck, Whippets, from everyone at Wardcraft Homes in Minden.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back now to take a look at the final stats of the ball game for Archbishop Bergen. Josh Boggs, 7 points, 3 rebounds, all the points in the first half. Patrick Rasmussen didn't score until the fourth quarter, and he ended up with 5. Tanner Wirth had 8 points in the ball game and 1 rebound. Thomas Wendt, 2 points, 1 rebound. John Spellerberg ended up leading all scorers tonight with 13 points. He hit 3 threes in the first half, 4 free throws in the fourth quarter. He also had 4 rebounds. Curtis Kammerer, 2 points. Nick Jensen, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Evan Stober, 1 rebound. And Derek White, 10 points and 4 block shots. Archbishop Bergen didn't hit the boards very well tonight. They had just 4 rebounds in the first half, 9 in the second. Free throw shooting, 4 of 6 in the first, 6 of 12 in the second. Three-point shooting, 5 of 6 in the first and 1 of 2 in the second. Turnovers, 3 in the first half and 6 in the second half. Bergen had 29 points at halftime. They scored 23 in the second half And the Knights finish with 52 points, 13 rebounds, 10 out of 18 at the free throw line, 6 of 8 from three-point land, 4 block shots, and 9 turnovers. And Archbishop Bergen is headed back to the state championship game. They won it just 2 years ago. They'll try and do it again tomorrow. They're 22-3 after their 52-43 win over Axtell. Not sure if we're going to get a chance to catch up with Coach Brent Heinrichs, but we'll find out. We'll take another timeout and be back in 1 minute.
Try your soybeans to a strong start with the Pioneer Premium Seed Treatment, now available through your Pioneer sales professional, Roger Overlease with Cornhusker Agronomics of Axtell. Protect your soybeans from early season disease and insects with the added flexibility in customizing the best treatment for your acres. Go Wildcats!
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center here on The Breeze 94.5. We are joined by head coach Brent Heinrichs here at Axtell after their 52-43 defeat at the hands of Archbishop Bergen. And, Coach, I just feel like saying, man, I'm sorry. You got a ball club that has been close 2 years in a row. Last year you lost to the state champions. This year you came in number one. And, boy, Bergen's 1-3-1 zone, I think, gave you even more fits than you thought they would in the first half.
Yeah, it really did. They got us pushed away from the basket a little bit, and we weren't being aggressive. We weren't penetrating. We weren't. We just got too spread out. And then when we did two throw pass, they'd be in the right spot and get deflected. Bergen played an excellent first half. I mean, they didn't hardly miss a shot, and they were in the right spots defensively. And we were a little bit slow in executing, and we tried to get some things worked out at halftime. I thought we played a lot better in the second half, but we dug ourselves too big of a hole in the first half. But I'll give credit to Bergen. They played a very, very good game, especially first half. We'd like to think that we could beat them sometimes or maybe on many nights, but tonight they were the better team, and give credit to them. The better team won tonight.
Talk about not being aggressive offensively in the first half. Maybe just kind of expand on that a little bit, because even walking the ball up the floor, it wasn't a backcourt pressure. Usually the kids just put the head down and go, and even if you got to slow down, was that frustrating to the coaching staff, or what did you do to try and get that change?
Yeah, and Burton's a little bit quicker than us, and I think we changed our whole mentality then, that we were playing in almost a defensive frame of mind, that we were playing not aggressive enough. I think we shot 2 foul shots the first half. We got a couple of shots blocked, and then we quit attacking the basket on our zone. We ended up, with guys 30 feet away from the basket. We needed ball fakes and a little penetration, which we did a lot better job of in the second half to make something happen. But, they got us out of our game plan, and their quickness caught us a little bit off guard. They're a quick basketball team, and I think we felt, our players felt just kind of defensive, not the aggression that we should. A little defensive, maybe get a shot block, maybe get a travel, and all of a sudden you go into a shell a little bit, and then good things don't happen. So we talked about halftime. We have to get them back 2 at a time, and we had a nice run there, but we played with more aggression, and I was happy with the way they fought back there. I wish we could have made a couple shots to make it even more interesting down the stretch, but they didn't go.
When you cut the lead from 17-7 there late in the third quarter off back-to-back threes, did you think at that time that you guys had something going?
I thought we had a shot. We were going to have some more some gratuitous things happen to us, and unfortunately they didn't. We had to pressure them, and they found the open guy, and they got a couple of layups, and they got a couple of good drives to the basket. We were a little slow in cutting off their penetration. So, I thought we were getting ourselves back to be a part of that game. Did I have overwhelming confidence we're going to win the thing at that point? No. But that's the way it goes. And I just told them we got done. I said, you guys have had an excellent season thus far. We won our conference tournament, won the Heartland game we played against Ewing, beat Ravenna in the district. And we've won some close games. It could have went either way. We weren't on the top of our game in the first half tonight. And Bergen was, but, you know, it's just like in life, you're going to go through disappointments and things are going to happen. But what we can't do is show up tomorrow and go through the motions. Just like in your life, you have to pick yourself up. Bad things are going to happen, and you got to move forward the next day and address what's there and address it. And I expect them to play with a lot of passion tomorrow. And that's what I told them after the game. That's the way it is in basketball and other athletics, and that's the way it is in life. And we might as well face it right now.
Well, Brent, appreciate you always giving us some time. Best of luck in the game tomorrow. And as happens, not everybody's going to win state, and so let's not let this dampen too much the entire season, because it was a great season, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it, Doug.
Thanks. Brent Heinrichs joins us here on the postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, and that's going to wrap things up. We need to take a quick break, and we'll turn around in about 10 minutes and bring you Ravenna and Johnson County. And so we will take a break from Pershing Auditorium, where the final score was Archbishop Bergen 52 and Axtell 43. Also in Class A, Norfolk beat Creighton Prep 53-51. So we'll talk to you again in about 10 minutes here from Pershing.
Your local sports favorites are here on the Breeze 94.5. Go on to tune to your choice is clear.
The game you're looking for is here.
Your local sports connection. Full news, scores, and play-by-play.
Yeah.